Robin, commiserations for the McGregor Aymori Wee Volleyballs. It just wasn't meant to happen today, is it?
Yeah, no, we were just a little off the pace early, and unfortunately we just couldn't quite work our way back into it. We had a bit of momentum into half time, but unfortunately we couldn't quite get there in the second half.
Must move home games against the Blue Boys down there to Dangar Park, because at least you seem to win down there.
No, we were just talking about Swagger. We thought we might do a trade next year, so he said that he's never won a game against Maury at home, and but he's certainly won a few here. So, yeah, no, it's a bit of an anomaly, but, yeah, it doesn't matter. There's not much between the teams, and ultimately, yeah, it's just the best effort wins on the day.
Yeah. Must still hurt, but you've had an outstanding season, you know. The Mugugule, Maury, Wee Volleyballs come on down, and they're in the grand final. Dartouche Transport, you know, second grade, were fantastic as well with the dominant side, and things looking great for the club.
Yeah, look, it's only one day, and the boys have worked hard all year, so we'll get over it in the next couple of days, and we'll go back and reassess, and hopefully, look, there's lots of positive to take out of the year, and we can work on a couple of things, and, it's a really good culture within the club, great play group, and we'll come back just as strong next year.
Yeah, and what about carrying Peter Copeman, the bear? Must be the heaviest burden in the world.
No, it's not a burden at all. He's a wise man, our bear, so he's been there for, I can't remember how many grand finals someone said the other day, 14 or something. He's been involved as a coach, so he's been there and seen it, so it'll be interesting to see what his thoughts were on today.
Yeah, and Simon Dunlop leading the way up the top as well. It's fantastic to do all this charity stuff with Sissy Quad Races as well, and they're the little things that the community aren't seeing with the ladies' days as well.
Look, I think the club culture is just fantastic at the moment, and the young committee led by Simon is they're doing a fantastic job, and a couple little initiatives this year, and you know it bodes really well for the future of the club, and there's a mix of youth and experience in our play group, and look, hopefully we'll all be able to leave it in good hands as we drift off into retirement.
Yeah, of course. Before I ask you a final question, you can check out the Bulls website at moreyrugby.com.au, but the real challenge now for the club is the successes in the top two tiers. But really now it's looking for 16s and 18s, and that's where the club's got to be a bit more proactive with Gary Walsh, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's really difficult. We've got a lot of guys that go away to school, and the club's looking at that, and it's a really difficult thing to do. We can't obviously just create young players, so we've got to attract them somehow, and there's competition between rugby league and rugby union in town, and whether the town's big enough to field junior teams in both is a question that we need to look at. So, but look, you know, ultimately, Maury is a great rugby nursery, and unfortunately some of the rugby players go away to school and some are here in town, and we've got to try and provide a service or an opportunity for those guys who do stick around and go to school in Maury to further their rugby ambitions. So it's something that we'll continue to look at.
Thanks for your time, Simon, and we wish you all the best moving forward.